I shot his father's wedding video, and he came over to receive the finished DVD.
When he came over to pick it up, it wasn't ready.
His friend had lost his patience.
I assume he had been bugging you for the video.
Yes, for about the last week, him and his father had been very angry with me.
Well, I can understand why they were annoyed.
You got a lot of nerve, Mr. Marshall. You were jerking him around.
But did he lose control?
He became very irritated with me and furious and proceeded to walk over to my car and kill me.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 18-year-old Dylan Marshall is suing his former friend, 18-year-old Alexander Gann, for keying his car. Alexander denies the charge.
Order. All rise.
Now it's case number 455 on the calendar in the matter of Marshall versus Gann. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat.
Mr. Marshall, it is your claim that the defendant keyed your car. You want him to pay to have it repainted or buffed out or whatever.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. Gann denies that he did that. You want to tell me when this happened?
On October 10th, 2009.
And where did it happen?
Across the street from my house.
Want to tell me what precipitated it?
In April, I shot his father's wedding video, and he came over to receive the finished DVD. That was not yet completed on DVD. And he became very irritated with me and furious, and after he thought me and my witness, Dylan Ritchie, had left, proceeded to walk over to my car and keyed it.
Did you see him do it?
Yes, I did. Both of us did.
Tell me what you saw.
Well, I told him that he could come over on October 10th.
What time did you tell him to come over?
In the morning, whenever he wanted to. I didn't name a specific time.
You told him to come over to pick up this video that you had shot.
Yes, ma'am.
And the video was of his father's wedding.
Yes, ma'am.
That you had done as a gift, or did he pay you?
It was almost a gift, but
what
he did pay me.
Pay you?
He did pay me $200.
That's not true, Your Honor.
Don't shout out. Did he give you $200?
Yes, he did.
Was this the first time you had shot a video?
No.
Promise not an answer.
I'm sorry. No, it is not.
So the wedding was in April, and now we're in October. You told him to come over. I assume he had been bugging you for the video.
Yes, for about the last week, him and his father had been very angry with me and sending me.
For not getting it. Why didn't you get it to them from April?
Well, I'd been working to pay for my car, and I was also taking college classes, and I also attend high school.
When had he paid you the $200?
He paid me the night that I shot it.
Oh, well, I can understand why they were annoyed.
I can, too.
Yeah. April, May, June, 3 months, maybe. But now we're in October, so you told him to come over any time on October 10th.
Yes, Your Honor.
And what time did he come over?
He arrived at my house at 10 a.m.
And what happened when he arrived there at 10 a.m.?
He arrived, and shortly after that, my witness, Dylan Ritchie, arrived. And I told Alex that I was burning it to a DVD, and the wedding was finished. And I went inside to try to do it, and I didn't know how to run the program.
Because you hadn't done anything, Mr. Marshall, that you were supposed to do. Don't make excuses. You hadn't done what you were supposed to do. You told him to come over and pick it up any time in the morning, and when he came over to pick it up, it wasn't ready.
Absolutely.
What do you mean, absolutely? So what'd you tell him to come over for? You should have stayed up all night to finish it. Why didn't you stay up all night to finish it? Because you were being irresponsible.
You're right. I should have been more on top of that, absolutely.
You should have been more on top of it, and you should have stayed up all night to finish it.
The wedding was finished, but I don't know how to operate the burning program, so I couldn't do it. Sure. I needed my dad's help.
You should have found out on October 9th.
Absolutely. I should have taken better action.
Right. So when he came over at 10 o'clock, what did you say to him?
I told him I was still burning it to DVD and then it should be ready shortly.
What does shortly mean?
As soon as my dad could help me put it on DVD.
Where was he?
My father?
Yeah.
He was on the phone in his office and he was too busy to help me burn it to a DVD.
So where did you have him wait?
At my front door.
For how long?
About 30 minutes overall.
Well, that's not very nice, Mr. Marshall. Why didn't you invite him inside to your house?
Well, me and Alex used to be best friends, and we had a falling out.
About what?
Numerous things. He belittled all of my friends into thinking that he was better than them. And he dated a girl that we all became good friends with and asked her to leave the group when they broke up, which I thought was wrong of him. And slowly, we just decided we were not compatible as friends. And I didn't want him in my house.
This was after you shot the DVD?
Yes, ma'am.
So now he's standing outside for 30 minutes. And then what happened, Mr. Marshall?
Then I came out and told him that my dad was too busy to help me put it on DVD. And I said, I apologize, but I can absolutely have it Monday. He'll have some time between now and Monday for me to bring it to school, and I'll give it to you.
And what did you do?
Me and Dylan Ritchie were meeting a friend for lunch, and we told him that we were going to leave.
You got a lot of nerve, Mr. Marshall. Is this your mother?
Yes, ma'am.
He's got a lot of nerve. It wasn't cute what he did. It wasn't responsible or cute what he did. Do you understand that?
Well, I think there's...
I don't care what you think.
Okay.
It wasn't cute and it wasn't responsible. He accepted money for a project and he didn't do it. And then he told this young man to come over. It would be ready, come over and pick it up. And it wasn't ready. And he had him cool his heels outside. And then he and his buddy went out for lunch.
I think there's parts of the story you're not getting, though.
I'm getting everything.
Are you okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm getting everything. I understand everything. You don't understand.
Okay.
Because you're his mother. I understand everything.
Okay.
I'm not his mother, and I don't love him.
Okay. I do.
I know. That's why you don't get it.
Maybe.
I did tell Alex that I was very sorry multiple times, and I understand that I was irresponsible and should have had it done, but there was no contracted date for me to have it done by.
That's not what I'm saying. You were jerking him around.
He's jerking me around, too.
I'm not... Sorry. Out. Out. That's what you were doing. Oh, I know you were doing that. He knew you were doing that. What was this, the girl? That was in the group?
No, it's not.
Who is this?
This is my girlfriend, Dakota DeSantis.
What's she doing here? What is she doing here?
I don't have a good answer for that. I apologize. She's a big fan.
My question is, when the two of them walked out...
Yes.
...to go for lunch, which was now 10:30 in the morning, they were going for lunch. They must have been really hungry because, according to him, you came at 10... He had you wait outside for a half hour, which would have made it 10:30. And then he and his friend were going for lunch. My grandchildren your age hardly turn over by 10:30. The fact that you were going for lunch at 10:30 is very rewarding, that you actually got up, must have had breakfast at 5 o'clock in the morning, and been hungry by 10:30 for lunch.
Oh, we probably woke up at 10 and it was time to eat for the first time that day. So.
No, you said you were going for lunch, is what you said. Continue. You and your friend went for lunch.
Okay, well, after I apologized to him saying that the DVD was not ready and I'd have it Monday, he was yelling at me and cussing at me and thought that was unacceptable, and he believed that I had the DVD in there and just wouldn't give it to him, which is absolutely not true. And he was very irritated, and we tried to leave because we wanted to avoid further altercation, and there was really just nothing I could do. I didn't have the DVD.
Why don't you stay in the house? Your father was in the house. Why do you want to leave? If you knew he was irritated, what were you going to leave for? That would even irritate him more. The fact that it's not ready, and you and your buddy are going out for the morning and afternoon, that would irritate me even more. I would have stayed in the house until he left, right? Wouldn't you stay in the house to avoid confrontation with somebody who's really angry at you, especially if your father's home in his library, too busy to help you?
Yeah, hindsight's absolutely 20/20. We shouldn't have done that.
Right, because that would have been irritating. Would have rubbed his nose in the fact that you were playing him.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
And as Dylan was about to leave, Alex took his key from his lanyard and put it to Dylan's car.
That's not true, Your Honor.
Threat. And as we left, we saw him walk over to his car and just sit lean on the hood, which I found interesting that he didn't just leave.
I don't care what you find interesting.
Okay.
And later today...
She split up all my stuff with her friends at the party.
What did she split up?
I had a lot of weed on me.
You mean you had a lot of marijuana?
Well, it was like 2 ace and 2 grams. It's not a lot, but it was a good amount.
Cases, real people, Judge Judy. Dylan Marshall is accusing his former friend, Alexander Gann, of keying his car. Alexander insists he never touched the vehicle.
So now you left and continue.
Well, as we proceeded to walk to his car, he told me that he was very glad about what happened to my car and that I deserved it, which I thought was interesting because I hadn't told anybody except my witness, Dylan Ritchie, and it's not a gigantic gash in my car.
I don't know what you're talking about. He's very happy what happened to your car.
One side of my car had been keyed 3 days before, and he remarked that he was glad that happened to me and that I deserved it.
Okay.
And then we kept trying to leave, and I told him I'm sorry I didn't have it. And as I tried to get in the door, he grabbed my arm and pulled me out, and he said, get in there and get my DVD. I'm sorry, I don't have it. Now let me leave.
Keep going. Keep going. You're making this up as we're going along, because I'm reading your complaint, sir. You don't say anything about him grabbing you by the arm in your complaint.
Well, I felt like the most relevant part was that I saw him key my car. This was just things that led up to it.
So he pulled you by your arm, which you don't talk about in here.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So then I told him to get off me, and we got in the car. And as Dylan was about to leave, Alex took his key from his lanyard and put it to Dylan's car.
That's not true, Your Honor.
Threatening to key it as Dylan would drive away, and we both just stared at him in the rearview mirror waiting to see what he would do, and finally he backed off and we left. And as we left, we saw him walk over to his car and just sit lean on the hood, which I found interesting that he didn't just leave.
I don't care what you find interesting.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So, citing that, we immediately turned around. I live on a cul-de-sac, so we immediately turned around as soon as we were out of eyesight, and we saw him crunch down by my car, whereas if the key mark would have started from the back and moved towards the front, we saw him finishing it, drop his car, and then put his hands in his air. Mm-hmm. And then he walked over to his car.
I want to see your police report.
I have it, Your Honor.
I'd like to see it, please.
Here you are.
The police took your statement. You didn't say that you saw him key your car. Let me read you exactly what the police said you said. Left his residence and returned a few minutes later to see Gann standing near his passenger car door. Did not see Gann key his vehicle, and there were no other witnesses who saw Gann vandalize his vehicle. That's what the police wrote. Put your hand down. That's what the police wrote.
Mm-hmm.
Did they speak to you?
They did. It's incorrect, though. The officer took a very long time in coming out to the house. They were rushed throughout the entire thing. She didn't care what I had to say.
I don't believe you. I don't believe that you saw him. I don't believe that you saw him. I don't believe that he saw him either. And that's why they didn't arrest him.
I believe that the officer did not care what I had to say. She rushed through it. The date's wrong on it. The police report says that Marshall admitted that they got in an altercation but denied keying Marshall's car. It was written in haste and it's incorrect.
Well, maybe. I believe it. Thank you very much. Your case is dismissed. That's all.
Okay. Parties are excused. You may step out.
He does have other enemies. I mean, there was history of his car being vandalized. He's got other enemies.
Breaks my heart that he gets to key other people's vehicles and vandalize them and get away with it.
It wasn't the healthiest fallout and we were kind of bitter about it, so.
He's always been rude and tends to be physical with his friends.
And he just was pointing fingers and he pointed at me.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter of Wild versus Maldonado. Step forward, please.
21-year-old David Wild is suing 22-year-old Claudia Maldonado for the return of a jacket and medical marijuana he claims she stole.
Mr. Wild, it is your claim that the defendant took your jacket and its contents at some sort of a party.
Yes.
The defendant denies that she did that. So, when was the party? You tell me your story, then you'll tell me your story. I'll make a decision. You can go home. Go.
All right. It was the 11th of December. It was a Friday. It was like around 11 o'clock. I was attending a party, you know. She's an acquaintance of some friends. And, you know, there was drinks there. We're all having a good time and
so you were drinking?
Everyone was.
I didn't ask about everyone. Everyone's not here. Mr. Wild, just answer my question.
Yes.
Were you drinking?
Yes.
Were there any drugs at the party? Is not an
no.
answer.
No.
Were there drugs at the party?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of drugs?
I know there was some people probably smoking pot. That's what
What do you mean there was some people probably smoking pot?
Around, you know, how there's different crowds in a party, there was some crowds smoking pot.
Oh, well then, you know, they're not probably. There were some people smoking pot.
Yes, sorry.
You didn't see that, sir.
I had pot on me.
But you didn't see that.
No, I didn't. I wasn't paying attention to that.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Do you have a prescription for marijuana?
Yes, I do.
And what's the nature of your disability that requires you?
I got chronic pain. Back pain?
Chronic pain.
Yeah.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. David Wild says fellow partygoer Claudia Maldonado stole his jacket and his medical marijuana. Claudia is denying the charge.
Go!
All right. We ended up getting an argument because I was wearing a shirt that she wanted and I didn't want to give it to her. And we started arguing about that where I called her and, you know, she ended up walking off and coming back and just snatching the jacket right off my back and punching me in the eye. And that then she just goes into her house where I didn't know the people who lived there. So I was asking people at the party where she was and they all said she went home. So I had my friends give me a ride to her house where she refused to give me my jacket and my phone and my stuff. And she just said, come back the next day, apologize. And, you know, she would give it back to me. And the next day, my witness, Benny, right here, he picked me up and we went back over there. That's when I talked to her, and she was just denying to give me any of my possessions back, saying I got punked for it, that she split up all my stuff with her friends at the party.
What did she split up?
I had a lot of weed on me. I have my medical license right here.
You mean you had a lot of marijuana?
Well, it was like 2 ace and 2 grams. It's not a lot, but it was a good amount.
And what do you need marijuana for?
Chronic pain.
Where?
I was involved in 2 motor accidents, 1 off-roading. I have physical scars.
I don't want to see your physical scars.
I got smashed by a car at 70, so yeah, I was eligible to get my license, and that's how I got it.
What do you do for a living, Mr. Wild?
I'm an electrician.
I want to tell me what you do electrically.
Residential, commercial.
Do you ever hang fixtures?
Yeah, I'm jack of all trades. I need to get certified.
Must have a lot of pain.
Huh?
Must have a lot of pain.
Pain?
Pain!
Oh, no.
Well, the marijuana must kill the pain.
Well,
you
when
said
it's
you're
cold.
In chronic pain. That's why you have a prescription for marijuana. I was just interested in how you manage all that pain and to be an electrician and a jack of all trades.
I don't know.
What else was in your jacket, sir?
I had a cell phone, and I had some AA classes that I was attending, and
AA classes for what?
Drinking.
What do you mean AA classes for drinking?
I was in
your pocket. What does that mean?
Well, it's a slip that I had to get signed every time I attend a class.
You had to attend a class because you were arrested for driving while under the influence of drugs or alcohol?
Yes.
How many times have you been arrested for DUI?
It was my first time.
When?
I don't remember the date, but it was in November, I think.
So you were arrested in November on a DUI?
Yes.
And this incident happened in December?
Yes.
When you were again drinking?
Yeah.
And had your medical marijuana in your pocket?
Yes.
Anything else you want to tell me?
Not at the moment.
Do you have his jacket?
No, I don't, ma'am.
Did you take his jacket?
No, I did not.
Did anybody else see her take your jacket?
My witness right here saw everything.
Stand up.
That's your order.
Tell me your name.
Betty May.
Mr. May, what do you do for a living?
I'm a delivery driver.
Do you have a prescription for marijuana?
Yes, I do.
And what's the nature of your disability that requires you...
I got back pain.
Chronic pain.
Yeah.
What state do you live in?
California.
There is no question in my mind that the state of California thought it was doing a very good thing, because there are some people that, you know, have serious illnesses like cancer. People are terminally ill with other diseases. Sometimes if they use that drug, it helps relieve certain of their symptoms. There's no question in my mind that the citizens of the state of California did not intend you two nudniks to have a prescription for marijuana for chronic pain. You get me?
Yes.
Good.
Judge Judy continues. Want justice? Go to judgejudy.com or call 1-888-800-JUDY.
Now, you want to tell me what it is that you saw at this party?
Do you want me to start from the top?
No. I want to hear as little from you as possible.
Okay. Well, she snatched the jacket, tried to get it back. She refused, you know, to give back the jacket. So then from there, went to a payphone, called the cops. Cops went down there. Waited for them to get there.
I'd like to see the police report.
We couldn't get one. I called the cop trying to get it so I could go pick up, and they said we needed a lawyer or something.
You don't need a lawyer to get a copy of a police report. Did you file a police report?
I don't know if there was one filed, but we called. They had the officer come down, and she just refused to come to the door, and he just told me what I had to do. He was like, you had to take it to small claims, and he just told me where to take it from there.
Do you have a bill for the jacket?
No, it was a gift.
Goodbye. Oh, give me a break. Goodbye. I'm glad somebody took your marijuana. If it wasn't them, I would have had Bird go and take it. Goodbye.
Pfizer, excuse. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
She wanted my shirt. I didn't want to give it to her. I called her a dumb
I don't know, I'm pretty fashionable. I like wearing women's clothes.
She got crazy, snatched my jacket off me.
He is kind of like not all there, obviously, because of the drug use.
Yeah, I smoke, you know? I smoke. What about it?
Maybe, you know, we should take a double look at who we're giving our marijuana cards to.